Passing the election law S1, called the For the People Act, is a top priority for Democratic lawmakers. Defeating it is a top priority for Republicans. So it came as no surprise that a hearing on the measure by the normally laid-back Senate Rules Committee turned into a bitter all-day marathon session. Committee Chair Amy Klobuchar, a Democrat from Minnesota, chairs the committee. She talked about 360 bills that have been introduced in 47 states that aim at making it harder for some people to vote, for example, by restricting mail-in voting and early voting.
We need to take these threats to our democracy head-on with immediate action to restore Americans' confidence in our political system, and that's exactly what the For the People Act does. These are proposals that a majority of Americans agree with, and with this bill, we can get them done and assure that America has a democracy that works for them.
On the other side of the aisle, Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri is the ranking Republican on the committee. He says the For the People Act would make it harder to vote and easier to cheat.
Most Americans agree that voting is already pretty easy, yet we find ourselves here being asked to support a federal takeover of elections that would force a Washington, D.C., one-size-fits-all approach on every voting precinct in every state for elections that begin less than a year from now, an approach that would cause chaos on Election Day and erode trust in our election system.
The For the People Act contains a wide variety of measures, such as requiring states to have at least 15 days of early voting, drop boxes for ballots, and independent commissions to draw congressional districts. Those run against the grain of many of the Republican-backed state bills. In an unusual move, the Senate Democratic and Republican leaders both came to the Rules Committee to speak. Democrat Chuck Schumer of New York gave a brief history of expanding voting rights, from the Constitutional Convention to the Civil War, women's suffrage, and the Voting Rights Act. And then came what he calls the big lie that the last election was stolen from Donald Trump.
The story of democracy in America has been an inexorable march toward universal suffrage, and America is very proud of that fact. The march has not always been linear. Throughout our nation's history, moments of significant progress have often been followed by reactionary backlash. Unfortunately, it seems, led by one party, compelled by the most dishonest president in our history, we are on the verge of entering another one of those dark periods.
Schumer says the wave of laws restricting voting reflect only the desire for raw political advantage and an effort to appease the man he calls the most dishonest president in American history.
These laws carry the stench of oppression, the smell of bigotry. Are you going to stamp it out, or are you going to allow it to be spread? I plead with my Republican colleagues, think twice.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said the Senate bill was cooked up by the Democratic National Committee. He describes it as a partisan bill cloaked in flowery language.
Why are Democrats so hell-bent on doing whatever it takes to rewire our democracy on a thoroughly partisan basis? Let's take a look at the bill. This legislation would let Washington Democrats dictate the terms of their own reelection races by rewriting all 50 states' election laws. Popular safeguards like voter ID would be neutered. Ludicrous practices like ballot harvesting would be mandatory coast to coast. Democrats have a narrow majority in the House and a 50-50 Senate. But they want to make themselves the Board of Elections for every county and state in America?
Over the course of the hearing, Republicans introduced 177 amendments, most of which failed. Republican Ted Cruz of Texas introduced 46 amendments. He said, without evidence, that the bill would let undocumented immigrants vote. He also had other harsh words about the measure.
Well, today the Democrats are doing it again. This legislation, to use a phrase that has been popularized on the media recently, is Jim Crow 2.0.
In the end, the final vote on the bill tied on a 9-9 vote. But that does not mean the bill is dead. Yet. Committee rules will allow Senate Majority Leader Schumer to take the bill to the Senate floor. There, Republican senators are expected to filibuster the measure. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.